You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Māori students and staff of the University of Waikato flocked to the office of the Vice-Chancellor, Neil Quigley, in their dozens on Tuesday to protest the restructuring of New Zealand's first independent school for Māori studies. The remodelling comes only 18 months after the faculty became independent. Both Māori students and their supporters gathered to sing Waiata and protest peacefully, presenting their case to the Vice-Chancellor with aroha and a mana Māori that they hope will show that they want to come to a resolution without conflict. Truly Harding, a student at the university, spoke to me yesterday about what the restructuring means for those students taking Māori and Indigenous studies and why the issue is so important for modern Māori to get involved with. I started by asking for an overview of the proposed changes and who they will affect.
The proposal means that the Faculty of Māori and Indigenous Studies will now be merging into a school. Currently at the university there are 8 different faculties, and what the Vice-Chancellor wants to do is to merge them into 4 divisions. And so under one division will be Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences, Law, as well as Faculty of Māori and Indigenous Studies. We only received faculty status 2 years ago, and so when that was established, that was a big movement for us as Māori on campus, and to now be in a position where that could be taken away from us is like being stripped of our mana motuhake. And the Vice-Chancellor didn't think that this would have an effect on any students. He just assumed that it would be at a staff level, so students weren't actually informed until about a couple of weeks ago, maybe even a week ago. And so for us as students, we want to support our Māori staff in their stance. They are obviously against this structural division, and so are we. We're concerned about our autonomy, about our mana motuhake, about the voice and the presence that we have on campus. A lot of our students come to Waikato University for that Māori presence, because that's what we're renowned for. Our lecturers here are top lecturers in Te Reo Māori and Te Ao Māori, and to think that that could take some major hits from this, it's just important for us to back our mana motuhake and not fold when push comes to shove.
Why the change, and why now? Like you said earlier, why so soon after the program went, you know, independent about 18 months ago, 2 years ago, you were saying?
We had a chance to speak to Neil before yesterday, and apparently this has been in the ranks for a while. And I know that a lot of years ago, maybe in 2002, the Vice-Chancellor then tried to create a structural division, but it didn't go ahead because he didn't get staff consultation. So now, I guess it's just been working. He's just been working on it in those years to kind of perfect the process. And now that he had consultation with staff, he's able to move forward in the processes that he sought out. That's my own whakaro in regards to that.
I imagine there's sort of been, you know, a fair amount of backlash about the announcement. Yesterday's protest, you know, it's a testament to that. I was just curious, do you know what the board's sort of position on the matter is?
So speaking to a few people who were at the hui yesterday, it's good to hear that there's a lot of support from Māori and non-Māori staff and students. The Vice-Chancellor met with the academic board yesterday after releasing another version of his proposal. And so basically he put out his first proposal and then gave a space for people to provide feedback. And the staff from the Faculty of Māori and Indigenous Studies put forward a beautiful feedback submission and made a lot of suggestions to perhaps another way that the division could be done. And basically the Vice-Chancellor said, thank you for your submission, but I'm not going to go with that. I'm just going to stick with what I proposed. And so that's what ignited the protest yesterday, was that you gave us a chance to voice our opinions, and yet it seems as though they're not being listened to.
It seems like this agenda of his has been in the works now for a while. You said that, you know, he proposed something similar to this earlier.
I don't think it was Neil. The proposal. So it's been out to the staff for about over a month now, and the students have only just found out about it. And so it's been a tricky place to work in, because staff technically can't talk to us about the taki, so they haven't been able to come to us to let us know. And for those of us who are students and staff, we're not able to tell our student groups about what's happening, because we're you know, we're bound by confidentiality. So it's only just in the last week or so that we've been able to generate some traction in this take and get some interest into it so that people know what's happening and what they're aware about. And it's, like I said, it's just good to see that it's not just Māori who think that merging FMIS will have the biggest effect on our mana motuhake on campus. There were a lot of staff and students on the academic board who questioned the VC on that take alone. And so to hear and to know that, it just reiterates the importance for us that our take matters and that we're not just, you know, we're not being radicals, we're not being drama queens. It's real, and we need to keep fighting for that.
Now, I was listening to RNZ this morning, and there was a statement that I heard that really stuck out to me from one of the professors, Leonie Pihama, and she said that this move, you know, could be seen as something called white streaming, which is more or less, you know, the re-mainstreaming of Māori tanga, you know, into the mainstream, so it's more consumable. And I just was curious as to what your thoughts are on that.
Again, that's what happened in 2002, and that's what it was called, white streaming, trying to merge that together. And I think yesterday, speaking to non-Māori, in their whakaaro, it makes sense to them to have this structural division. It makes complete sense to them because it aligns with their values, and it makes sense in their whakaaro to, you know, change the reporting lines and have less reports going to the VC. But for us as Māori, that goes against everything that we believe in, taking that away from us. And so in some cases, yes, it is white streaming because it's catering to what their values are and what their needs are. Whereas what about ours? As iwi taketake, as Indigenous people, as, you know, the people of the land, is there no partnership there that should be, you know, a relationship that is built on mutual benefits? And that's something that the university has always tried to live up to, is having a partnership with Māori and acknowledging that partnership. And I think that this structural division completely contradicts that.
It's interesting that you say that about, you know, sharing the land, because I believe Waikato University, the actual land that is on, was donated, wasn't it, right? And they have to pay the
iwi. So they pay a lease to Waikato Tainui. So that's what, they are on Waikato Tainui land, so.
Excellent. Yeah. And just before I let you go, I was just wondering if you have any sort of final thoughts about the matter?
It was really cool to see our students and our staff come together yesterday. There's a lot of different Māori support groups on campus, and to see everybody come together for this kaupapa, I guess my personal opinion is that I didn't think that this generation had it in us to stick up for something that we believed in. And yesterday they proved me wrong, and everybody came together to protest peacefully. That was another important thing for us. We didn't want to go in there and with a kino wairua, we wanted to go in there and be humble and just to sing and waiata and haka and let them know that we were there and we were there to be heard, and even though we respect the processes that need to happen. So that was just the coolest thing for me. And another thing is that this isn't the end for us. This is just the beginning. I'm sure there'll be more proposals that'll come out and more hui. And we just hope to be a part of that, to have a student voice and to be able to back our staff in whatever they want to do.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.